Mark Strand calling Salt Lake. My number in New York will be 427-4128. And if it's not too late, I'd like to try a hand at a poem for Marie Bullock. But call me and let me know how much time I have.
This is Red Warren. Please telephone me as soon as convenient. Thank you.
Kent? This is the internationally unknown Clara Hughes herself, who can be reached at my mother's apartment, 725-2217. Have a present for you. Please call.
Oh, Stuart, this is Eleanor Warren. We're still in Vermont, and we need to speak to you as quickly as possible. So, as you know, it's 802-896-6200. Would you call us as soon as possible? Thank you.
Stuart, this is Charles Wright of Charlottesville. And I just wanted to talk to you a second about the Autumn Garden poem that you have, translation Campana, that I sent. I hope you haven't put it in tight yet, because I have a couple of changes I want to make. And I guess what I'll do is go ahead and send the new version now that you're going to be out of town till the 12th. If you feel like calling me and telling me that it can't be changed or whatever, I'm going to leave my phone number. I'd like to talk to you in case. Number is 804-979-2373. But you should probably have the corrected copy by the time you get this message. And I hope to be in touch with you soon. Thanks a lot.
This is Tony Hertz. I'm disappointed in not getting a query to you, but I guess I can take it. I'm calling to find out about the poem that I sent you called Curriculum Vitae, and to find out more especially whether it's already set up in print or whether there's still time for me to make an emendation in the second stanza, which I would very much like to do if possible. On the other hand, if it's not, I will be able to, as I say, endure. I'd be eager to hear from you in any case. My phone number in Washington is the area code is 301, and the number is 652-9185.
Help me get a hold of some of his old books, like the Magic Strip Tease and stuff like that. I need them for a class report, believe it or not. Could you get in touch with me and let me know somehow if I can get them? Thanks a lot. Bye. Hey, Stuart, it's me again. I'm sorry. I forgot to leave my number in case you can call. It's
313-761-1961. Thanks again. Bye. Stuart, this is Carl Shapiro. I apologize for not writing. I've been waiting to hear from Random House about the release. I talked to Albert Erskine, and he said they take a long time, but I'm still waiting. So when you have a moment, you might want to call me.
I'm back in Davis, and I think you have the number. Okay.
I found just about everything in the library that I needed. Two of the things were not on the shelves that they said they were in the library, so they're putting a search on them, and I'll probably be able to get them by Monday. So you don't need to send me anything, but please still keep an eye out for George's books for me to buy if you can find them. And I guess you still need to send that stuff to George on Gaddis. So thanks a lot for thinking about helping me, and I'll talk to you again later. Bye.
Stuart, that's marvelous. Bill Smith speaking, and I would like to talk to you about the Eudora Welty piece, so you could call me. It's almost finished, but I'd like to talk to you about it. Could you call me today? Thank you.
What a great tape. This is MG. I need to talk to you about the book. I don't even know what size it is. Please call me either this afternoon at my office, area code 516-454-2909, or else at home over the weekend. And that letter to Ursula Andress is the funniest thing I think I have ever read. Bye-bye.
This is Dee Snodgrass down in Misco. I wanted to tell you that if it isn't too late, and if you are still interested, I have one more speech for Monte Goebbels. It's a pontoum, a P-A-N-T-O-U-M, and it would be spoken on the 12th of April, so it would be earlier than any of the ones that we had so far. I imagine it's too late for you to use it, but if not, I'll get it in the mail to you Monday morning, and you can just, you know, you then do entirely as you like yourself. If you want to call me here, just 1 minute. You dial 011 52 465 21452. That the last five numbers there are the number of our telephone here in San Miguel. The rest of it is, you know, reaching the international line and then the area and so forth. Okay? Great. Well, I hope to see you hear from you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Richard Wilbur, will you please communicate to Stuart Wright on my behalf? I love hearing the voice of Richard Wilbur. Stuart, whenever you answer this, wherever you are, you were on the phone a while ago, I think. I have one small problem with this poison pen, which I'm trying to put together. I may even make it the next few days if it kills me, but I have lost somewhere the letter to Lyndon Johnson from the Mexican guy who is head of the Pancho Villa Club. Now, that was in one of those magazines, like Rapier or something like that, that I think you have. The letter to Dear Lyndon. If you can possibly find that, it's not too long, could you get somebody to type it up so that we could add it to the manuscript? It should come fairly close to the beginning of the letter. I'll try to pick out a place for it. Maybe you can call me and let me know if you have found it. It's a... I'm pretty sure it was in the Rapier, one of those early ones, and it was a letter to Lyndon Johnson, but somebody didn't get typed up with the rest of it. And it kind of messed up the whole thing not to have that letter in there fairly early. So anyway, I got the Gordon Lish done, and Susan's going to type up the Brooke Shields, and that only leaves me a couple or three more if I can possibly do it. I got to get out of town by Wednesday, and keep people are screaming for me to read their manuscripts and all that shit. But I would like to try to get this thing done. It's going to get me an endless number of enemies. I can see that. It's full of bigotry of every kind. But that's how it goes. It's beginning to take a funny little shape. It's kind of, well, it's not all that little. It's going to take a, be a kind of a paradigm for the whole Kim Novak novel. It has the same kinds of relationships and stuff on a larger scale does it that. If we ever get around to doing that. Okay, let me know. I'll be back here if you happen to be around today. Be back home this evening. If you could locate that letter to LBJ, and somebody wouldn't mind typing it up, to stick into the manuscript, I'll find a place for it. I'll get back to you anyway fairly soon, probably before I get out of town headed for Columbia. All the best. Hang in there. Bye.
This is Mona Van Dyne. I have a problem about being out of town at certain times, which may be critical to the framing of the broadside for Marie Bullock. Will you call me today about this problem? 314-863-1943. Signing off.
Mark Strand, I got your urgent rush message, but I not only never got proof or proofs, but I don't even know what, I didn't send you a poem. Did you pick a poem? What's going on? Better get back to me.
Maxwell, I can't find your letter of instructions about the signatures. The pages have arrived, and I assume that I'm to put my signature under the printed William Maxwell. If this isn't right, would you call me, please, at 212-737-1461 and make it collect.
When Mr. Wright will be in the office, please. My name is Dick Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, and I'm calling from Boston. And if you call me back, that would be fine. The number here is area code 617-266-4137. 266-4137 in Boston. The name again is Yates, Y-A-T-E-S. Thank you very much.
Ellen calling again. I just got your letter and I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled about Eudora Welty and Andre DeBoux and Rosellen Brown, and that you liked the picture. And I wanted to leave the message with you that I was going to leave and should have left before, because I'm not going to be here the rest of the day. That is that Rob Formandou called me, and she is out at Iowa and has just received the galleys. And she said that she will definitely put something in the mail to you on Monday. If you have to have anything sooner, she's left a number with me. But it sounds to me as if, from your letter, a few more days, we can wait a few more days until you do get something from her. Anyway, I'm thrilled by your letter, and we'll be in touch soon.
Stuart, Travis Gerald, the package of sheets or pages of my poem just came today, Thursday the 15th, and I find I have mislaid the direction that you sent to us all, or what to do with this. I understand that it's signed, but I'm not sure to whom the package of signed pages should be sent, whether to you or to somebody else. That's my question, so I hope to hear from you. Okay?
Stuart, this is Maxine Kuhman calling from New Hampshire. The broadsides arrived this morning in not very good condition. I would say maybe the top 10 and the bottom 10 are fit to sign and return, and the ones in the middle are rather badly bent. They did not appear to be well packaged. I, too, will be out of town from Saturday, tomorrow, through until next Wednesday. So I will have to just leave them here and wait for a call from you as to what you want me to do with them. I suspect you're just going to want me to ship them all back to you, and you'll see what you think you need to reprint. My number here is area code 603-456-3709.
Stuart, this is Sam Pezo calling, and I received the books. They're just beautiful. And I sent a package of things to you which you should probably have upon your return. If you are free on Monday and could give me a call so we can discuss our future, I'd appreciate it. I'll be at the office 412-621-9893. And thanks again for the books. They're superb.
Stuart, it's Charlie. Dick and I are spending the night in Santee, South Carolina on our way home, and I'll call tomorrow night. Love to you. Bye-bye. Stuart, it's Charlie Wilbur again. Sorry to miss you. We're near Fredericksburg, Virginia. I'll call you soon, with love from both of us.
Guess who? There was a young gaucho named Bruno who said, "There is one thing I do know. A woman is fine, a sheep is divine, and a llama is numero uno." Stuart, listen, we got to talk. I got just a couple of small things to ask you. But one of the things is that the man at William Morrow, his name is James Landis, editor there, is going to be the editor for the paperback editions of Death of the Fox and Succession. He's very anxious to determine where one could get a hold of a bunch of copies. He says anywhere from a dozen to two dozen, or thereabouts, of the paperback edition of Death of the Fox. If you have any thoughts about this, let me know. Maybe there's somebody that would have some, or some collector that could round them up for a modest fee, or an even larger fee. He wants to give the paperback edition to his salesman fairly soon, even though the book is not, his edition is not coming out until 1985, I think. Otherwise, what's new besides your fun and games with the Clara youth? No word. You've been getting a few things in the mail. I got a couple more to get for you. And I hope you're well and that all things go well for you. Look forward to hearing something when you have a chance. Bye-bye.
John Stuart, I'm really disappointed that the Clara Hughes have gone too. I sort of like the Clara and the Hughes, but you know who. Anyway, when you get home,
This is George Garrick, guess who, in Michigan, and I've just been reading the Korean newspaper USA Today. They had an article called What the Writers Will Be Reading, in which your dear friend John Updike, I'll read you the whole passage because there's something that you could probably do for him that would win you his undying love if there's any in his cold heart. It says, John Updike, author of The Witches of Eastwick, says he is reading Cyril Connolly now for a review and trying to find a copy of Ernest Hemingway's The Torrents of Spring and has been meaning to read Tacitus, the Roman historian. Probably you got to get hold of a copy of The Torrents of Spring for him and solve a little problem. You could go to the library, I guess, over at Harvard and read it, but maybe this is a little message to see who will come forward first with The Torrents of Spring for him. Anyway, that's all from Michigan at this time, and I'll talk to you later when you get back. Have a nice trip. Bye-bye.
Ellen calling. The book arrived and it's absolutely magnificent. I'm just stunned. It's gorgeous. I have to run out of the house this moment, but I'll be home later around 5 o'clock if you want to call. Thanks a million. This is Ellen calling. I'm anxious to speak to you because we are thinking of having a party up here for the book next Wednesday. And so I'm just wondering whether it's possible, will be possible, to get books up here in time. So if you could call me, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Bill Harmon, and I'd like Stuart Wright to call me back at my office number, which is 962-4015, or at home, and he has that number. And I'd like to have the call sometime today, because it involves some business from later on this week. Thank you.
Summers, 181 North Congress, and my telephone number is 592-4156. The area code is 614. And thank you so much.
Charlie, I'm thrilled about the book, and I just hope, don't call back, but I just hope that ours are in the mail as soon as possible, needless to say. I'm frantic to see it, and everyone is very happy about it. Much love, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
This is Reynolds in Durham. I'm beginning radiation today, which is Thursday, and we'll be doing daily treatment, so I don't quite know what my reaction to that is going to be. Saturday, this coming Saturday afternoon, which is the 7th, seems a possibility for us to get together rather briefly. I have pretty limited energy, so about an hour is my max. Call me if Saturday afternoon, say around 2 or 3 o'clock, seems a possibility for you. Thanks a lot.
This is Bill Styron calling from Martha's Vineyard. I'm just calling up to check on Reynolds. I haven't heard much about his condition. Maybe you would give me a ring sometime when you can. I'm calling about 2 o'clock on Tuesday. If you would give me a ring, I'd really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
This is MG Lord. Gwen said you were trying to get in touch with me. I had a busy Labor Day putting together, among other things, final touches on an Updike and a Caperti and a Plimpton. And I hope I haven't missed the deadline. I wish you would have called more specifically. But if George's book is set, well, I don't know where you are, but you should call me back. My office number is 516-454-2909. I should be there for the rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Stuart, this is Carl Shapiro. This is the day we're leaving, September 5th, and the pages to be signed have not come. Also, our mail stopped today, so that's going to have to be on hold until November 1st. I'm sorry they didn't come in time. Okay, I'll talk to you in a couple months.
Stuart, it's Madison. My number has changed to 718-782-4305. Why don't you try calling me sometime today, Saturday, or after 10 tonight? I want to talk to you about the galleys, the artwork, and so on and so forth, if it's possible for you to call. Look forward to speaking to you.